Friday, the 7th of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. While today is the feast day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and I want to talk a little bit about this feast day because it's quite an exciting feast day. It's an important feast day for me because I went to a school that was called Sacred Heart. And so we had a lot of thinking about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And our school motto was a heart that has no bounds, or heart that knows no bounds. So I want to talk a little bit about an essay I found by Karl Rahner, who's a theologian. That means somebody who thinks hard about God, written last century. And the essay is called The Man with the Pierced Heart. And I've got some ideas from this essay that I thought we might like to think about as kids. The first idea is, Karl Rahner says, heart is a very basic concept in the Bible. So that means it's a very foundational idea. It's right at the heart, if you like, of the Bible itself. And the word originally meant the real center of a human being when we stand before God. So it didn't necessarily mean our actual pumping hearts in our body, but it was more the idea of the center of the human being. When you close your eyes and you think, I am, it's that part of you that's thinking, I am, the really inside part of you. So Rahner calls it the center of a person where our eternity dwells. Isn't that beautiful? The center of a person where our eternity dwells, the part that is of God, our soul. And so when we say the Sacred Heart of Jesus, like we do on the feast, we are really saying to the Lord that we want to seek Him and love Him with our eyes on His heart. Remember, heart here meaning the center of the human being. So the center of Jesus we want to honor and love and seek and look at our eyes on His heart. And if you ever see icons of the Sacred Heart, we always see the heart outside the body, and that's kind of symbolizing this idea that we can look at the love of Jesus made real in the world. Then Rahner wants us to think a little bit more about, well, what was Jesus' heart like? So when we think about, for instance, Jesus dying on the cross, we can say Jesus died for our sins. Huh? And Rahner says we have to think of Jesus' heart as being a heart so filled with love that He wants to take all of the world's darkness and sin into Himself and transform it and rescue us from our own sins and from the sins and the mistakes of others. Let's think about that in terms of your own life. Sometimes you might be really cross. Maybe there was a kid in school and he kicked you. Maybe something happened at home that made you unhappy, and then when you got to school you were mean to somebody else. And then you felt more powerful, a little bit better, but actually you know inside yourself that that was bullying, hey? And these are the kinds of wounds Jesus wants to take to Himself. He wants to take away our fear, our anger, our hatred. He wants to take those away and give us back peace and generosity and love. And the more we look at Jesus' heart, the more we think about Jesus who loves us so much, who loves you in particular, so much, the more we are able to be the kind of people Jesus wants us to be. This is another line out of this essay by Rahner, but I love it. The heart that craved no power, craved means wants, the heart that wants no power, but the power of forgiving love. That's a very different kind of power to the kinds of power we see around us. We've just had our elections, and elections are all about power. Who is going to have the power to run the country? Who is going to be the one in the blue light brigade? Who is going to have the police escort? That wasn't the kind of power Jesus was interested in. Jesus was interested in the kind of power that comes from forgiveness and from generous love. And so when we when we celebrate the feast of the Holy, of the Sacred Heart, we're celebrating a feast of forgiveness, of generosity, of God's love at work in the world. Let's pray. Close your eyes now. Maybe put your hands over your heart. Lord, may we look at you with our eyes on your heart. Let us begin to open our own hearts as you opened your heart to us. May we be open to you, and may we be open to each other. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.